Welcome to today's podcast on Safe Digging Sports. This is One on One with Brian Morehouse. Be sure to follow Safe Digging Sports on Facebook and also follow NC811. That's North Carolina 811. Know what's below? Call 811 before you dig to protect your buried utilities. Now, on to the podcast.
I want to welcome everybody to today's program, One on One with Brian Morehouse. And today our guest is Stoney Benfield. He is the pastor out at Prospect Church, and we are real happy to have him on board. We want to talk a little bit about the iRacing program with Full Throttle Performance iRacing League. Stoney, thank you for coming in and joining us today on the podcast.
It's my privilege to be with you, Brian, and thank you for the invitation, and looking forward to chatting with you for a few minutes.
Yeah, well, we're really excited. We've had two other guests on, and we have talked a little bit about the Full Throttle Performance iRacing League. Tell us a little bit of what it's about. And we've also had y'all's three-time winner, Bradley Wilson, on. Hard to beat that kid. He seems like he's going to end up having a bullseye on his back coming here soon with some of the upcoming races. Y'all do have a upcoming race coming up this Sunday night. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we do, Brian. Well, for Full Performance Throttle Racing Series, I got connected with those guys about, 6 months ago. As a pastor, I've been a pastor for almost 30 years now, and I have never had a hobby before in my life. I've just always just put my whole self and every minute of every day into ministry. And so I've been a race fan for over 40 years, and grew up around NASCAR racing. And so I decided to try iRacing. And so I got connected with iRacing, and it's a culture of people. It's a population of people that, that not many people know about, but there's a ton of people on iRacing. On any given day that you go on, any time of the day, there's close to 10,000 people racing. Right then. And so I got connected with Robbie Bice and Shane Weldon. And, I've been a race fan, and I really don't watch much racing anymore. Now I do it. And so it's become a passion of mine, and mixing that with the ministry that God's given me has been a privilege. So, Bradley Wilson, Brian, I'm 54 years old, and I'm racing against 20-year-olds. And, so it gets challenging, but from time to time, the older guys, the old worn out racers come through.
Yes. Well, I can understand that. A lot of people have a passion to race, and it's expensive, and not everybody can go out on these tracks like Talladega, Richmond, Dover, Daytona. Takes millions of dollars to be able to do that. But y'all are able to do it by putting together Sims setup and racing, whenever you can. And y'all happen to have a league with Full Throttle Performance Racing, and y'all race every Sunday night about 8:15. How do you do that? You're preaching during the day, and I imagine you probably have church at night too. How do you run all the way home and get to be able to get ready for iRacing?
Well, I actually preach Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and it's a lot of preparation time. So our service on Sunday night specifically is at 6 o'clock. And so, that normally goes to 7:15, 7:20. And so what I have to do to make it happen is I don't make the full practice times, and sometimes I even miss qualifying. But I practice during the week. We tune our setups. Get all that together. And so I hop in right at the last minute sometimes. And like this coming Sunday night, I'll miss the race because I've got a revival here at the church. And so my priority has to be in ministry, but I race as much as I can. And I hardly ever miss a race, Brian. But I got guest preachers in town and all that kind of stuff. But you just make it happen. And the guys, the league, they're very understanding. And we just appreciate all that 811 Dig has done to help us to get this together. And we hope that we can promote and advertise with you guys to help your business as well.
Well, I think it's been a great opportunity for us to be able to do that. As you stated, we are the main sponsor. and everybody's racing for that 811 Digger Cup, the championship. That's and right. our your format is a little bit different. You've got a 16 race regular season schedule, and then you're going to have a 8 race playoff schedule racing for the championship. This is going to be really interesting. And at any given time, y'all have a 43-car grid that could be participating in one particular race. Yeah. And we've had a lot of great feedback with the iRacing program. It's so realistic. And the opportunity for us to be on there, just it was a great opportunity for us to be able to get our message out there to the community to call 811 before you dig.
Yeah, it is like I said earlier, there's a population of, it's a culture of people, really. And I mean, you've been a race fan for a long time. I mean, you can go to any airport or whatever, and you can spot the racing community. They wear black, you know, t-shirts, black jeans and all that. And but anyway, it is so realistic. It's unbelievable. Matter of fact, if I'm not careful, it gets some addictive, to be honest with you. Because I mean, I can sit down. You know, we have official series on the regular iRacing site that we run, and they follow the NASCAR schedule. And then we have league races that are different from the official series, so we can practice in the official series during the week, and then race in the league on Sunday nights. We also have a truck league that we run on Thursday nights, and that's a real interesting league. Matter of fact, about I don't know, a month or so ago, I was doing a league race every night, and so I try to choose the leagues that are later at night, so it doesn't interfere with my schedule. But if something comes up ministry wise, then I have to forego that and do what's most important. So anyway, it's a cool deal.
Now, you race quite a few times a week, and then you got practice time in there.
Oh yeah, I race a late model series. Matter of fact, I finished in my division. I finished fourth in the championship points in the late model series. So I race late models. I race, sometimes I race ARCA, but not much, but some. I race the trucks, and then I race Cup also. And so you can, there's different times on iRacing that you can get in these races. And at any given time, there's probably 20 guys or 20 participants in any of those races. So it's a fun deal. We're at Darlington in the official truck series right now, and it's 85 laps, and there's cautions. I mean, it's real. It's as real as being there, man. It's unbelievable.
Now, you said you were a race fan for a number of years, 40 years, and this was an opportunity. Have you ever been able to get into a car like for an enduro or anything like this, or is this as close to racing that you've ever done?
Well, I had a friend years ago. I'm from Hickory, North Carolina, in the famous Hickory Speedway. Matter of fact, iRacing just picked up Hickory Speedway this month. It's on iRacing now. So anyway, he owned the racetrack over there. And so I did have the privilege to get in one of his cars and run a few laps around Hickory Speedway. Also, I've got a dear friend. He'll turn 80 years old on October, mid-October. It's Morgan Shepherd. He's from my hometown. I've known Morgan my whole life for 50 years. And Morgan was practicing at Hickory one day, and I got in his car, and with no seat, no anything, he's buckled in. I'm holding on to the roll bars, and he takes me around Hickory Speedway at about 15 seconds.
Wow, that was an experience, wasn't it?
It was. It's unreal.
So now you actually get to be able to race on the tracks that Morgan Shepherd and all of them race on with iRacing. Yeah. Talladega, Richmond. It's pretty cool to be able to do that. Who would ever have thought that technology would have got us to this point where we could actually be able to live the dreams that we had for a fraction of the cost?
Yeah, and you can do it without, you know, you have other areas of your life that you have to do. And so you don't have to be full-time at it. It's a great recreation. For me, Brian, it releases me from the ministry world for an hour or so and gives me a break mentally. But I also use the platform that God's given me to share the gospel. You know, sometimes the guys will have, which if you're watching it on Facebook or YouTube or Twitch or whatever, you can't hear the conversation. See, we can talk back and forth to our drivers while we're racing. And sometimes, you know, they'll get a little frustrated and their language gets a little, well, I wouldn't talk that way anyway. And they'll say, no, wait a minute, guys, the pastor's on here. And I'll just say to them, guys, listen, you don't answer to me, you answer to God.
And, there you go.
But I want to use, I think as a Christian, Jesus said, as you're going, make disciples. Whatever, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, you need to be intentional about sharing the good news of the gospel of Christ and ministering to people. So I want to be a pastor. I want to be a Christian that can participate in the things of life and take that opportunity to share the message, even while I'm driving a car. I mean, I share certain things, and I'm not obnoxious, and I don't force it on people or anything like that. But just using your opportunities for the glory of God, man, that's what it's about. Yeah.
And one other thing that I really like about y'all's league is y'all have two announcers. And they are hilarious. They get really into it. And at times you almost feel like you're right there at the racetrack or sitting in your living room watching NBC or ESPN and watching a real race. It's just, I cannot believe how realistic the whole program is.
Yeah. And those guys that do the announcing, they're racers also. And so they race on Thursday nights in the truck league. If it's the ones I'm thinking of, Chris and Josh, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. And so those guys are avid racers, very competitive, and so they really know what's going on, and they can commentate and report, you know, because they've been there and they do it all the time. Yeah.
Wow. Well, one of the things I just wanted to say is it's really good that you're be able to preach during the day, keep all of your programs together, and still be able to race and be competitive and having a good time while you're doing it.
Yeah. And I would encourage anybody that's listening to the podcast to join in and watch, and hey, get involved. You know, you can start with a wheel and pedals. I mean, and you can just start and you'll be amazed how much you will improve and get in with the program. So, and anybody's welcome to race in our league when a new season starts. I mean, you get with Robbie and Shane, those guys. So, but thank you, Brian and Ann and all your team for what y'all have done to help us in this new league.
Well, we're really excited to be part of this opportunity and y'all helping us get the message out to everyone. Call 811 before you dig. I'm going to go ahead and name you the faster pastor and hope that you will end up getting the win this coming weekend. Where are y'all at racing this weekend on iRacing?
Let's see. It's Homestead this weekend. Yeah. Okay. It's Homestead. Then New Hampshire's the following week. Yeah.
Well, we wanted to tell everyone, please join in. You can follow their Facebook page of Full Throttle Performance iRacing League, and you can also go to Safe Digging Sports and be able to follow this iRacing on Facebook and also their YouTube channel. Stoney, thank you again. We wish you the best, and we look forward to meeting you in person one day. We've done a lot of teams meeting, talking about the program, putting together the sponsorship, but we really look forward to seeing you and wishing everyone the best of luck this upcoming weekend at Homestead on Full Throttle iRacing. Thank you again, Stoney.
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy.